Welcome to the Family Architect Studio, where we're building strong families by design rather than by default. I'm your host, Philippa Scott, and today we're diving into something that is probably keeping you up at night. That constant battle between everyone telling you what to do and what feels right in your heart. You know that moment when you're standing there second-guessing yourself for the thousandth time, wondering if you're doing this whole parenting thing right. Yeah, I've been there. We all have. And that's exactly where we're starting today's journey. But trust me, we're not staying there. So picture this. You're scrolling through social media while your little one finally naps. Every post seems to scream about what you should be doing. Sleep training, gentle parenting, Montessori everything. Your mother-in-law has opinions. Your friend group has different opinions. That parenting book on your nightstand has even more opinions. And somewhere in all of this noise, your own inner voice, that deep, quiet knowing, is getting harder and harder to hear. Sound familiar? This is not just your story. It's the story of modern parenting. We've somehow convinced ourselves that wisdom only comes from outside sources, that someone else must know better than we do about our own children. So imagine waking up tomorrow and knowing, really knowing, that you can trust yourself. Imagine making parenting decisions from a place of quiet confidence instead of frantic Google searches at 3 a.m. Imagine feeling anchored in your choices, even when they don't match what everyone else is doing. This isn't some parenting utopia. It's actually our natural state. It's what happens when we clear away all the noise and reconnect with our innate wisdom. But first, let's talk about what's probably been confusing you. The difference between instinct and intuition. Because understanding this is your first step towards transformation. So instinct is your body's autopilot. It's that lightning fast reaction when your toddler heads for the stairs. You don't think, you just move. It's immediate, it's physical, it's survival based. Intuition? That's different. That's your inner wisdom having a heart to heart with your conscious mind. It's quieter than instinct, but infinitely deeper. It's the sum total of every moment you've spent with your child, every pattern you've unconsciously noticed, every bit of generational wisdom, and yes, generational trauma coded into your DNA, and every truth your heart knows about what your family needs. But here's the real revelation. Your intuition isn't just some fuzzy feeling. It's your brain's supercomputer processing millions of data points about your child at lightning speeds. When you get that feeling, you know, that feeling that something's off with your little one before they even show any signs of being sick, that's not magic. That's your intuition processing subtle changes in their behavior that your conscious mind hasn't even registered yet. So I want to go through three key practices for strengthening your intuition. First of all, let's do a daily check-in. 2 minutes. Doesn't have to be any more than that. This isn't just some fluffy morning routine. This is about tuning into your internal radio and putting it on the right frequency. So before the chaos kicks in, before opinions start flying, create your own sacred space. And I know that's really hard to do, but ask yourself, how am I feeling about my parenting today? What's my gut telling me about my children's needs? And what signals have I been missing while I've been busy doing it right? Let me say that again. How am I feeling about my parenting today? What's my gut telling me about what my child needs? And what signals have I been missing while I've been busy doing it right? And don't judge the answers, just listen. And here's the real gold, write them down. When you look back in a few weeks, you'll start to see patterns that'll blow your mind. Practice two is the pause practice. So here's a truth bomb for you. Every time you ignore your intuition, you are following someone else's advice, you're not just making a decision, you're teaching your brain to distrust itself. So when you ignore your own intuition and you follow someone else's advice, you're teaching your brain not to trust you. When you are copying it from all sides with conflicting advice, try this technique. First, create space. This isn't just about taking 3 deep breaths. It's about stepping out of the tornado of opinions and into your power zone. And here's how. First, stop and take some deep breaths. 3 proper deep breaths. Count to 4 on the inhale, hold for 4, out for 4, hold for 4. It's a box breath, but it really helps. And do that 3 times. And then ask yourself, what would I do if no one was watching or judging? Because this is where the magic happens. Notice your first instinctive, intuitive response. Because here's the crucial bit. Before you move on, ask, does this feel right for my child and my family? And you can also ask yourself, is this even true? Because often we make judgments and make decisions based on information that we don't even know is true, or we know potentially isn't true and we've never questioned it properly. Here's the thing about parenting advice. It's like a pair of shoes. Just because it fits someone else perfectly doesn't mean it won't give your kid blisters. Your intuition, well, that's custom-made parenting compass, and it's designed specifically for your family's journey. And then try the truth filter. You wouldn't let a random at the park feed your baby. So why are you letting random opinions on the internet feed your parenting decisions? When you get bombarded with advice from every Tom, Dick, and social media expert, run it through this truth filter. So these deep questions, does this align with your family's values? Not your neighbors, not your favorite influencers, yours. Does this align with your values for your family? Does this respect my child's unique personality? Or am I trying to force them into somebody else's mold? You know your kid better than anybody else. And does this feel naturally right? Or am I trying to convince myself it's right because an expert said so? And I know I'm an expert and I'm telling you what to do, but I'm telling you how to follow your own intuition, and others aren't doing that. This is about getting deep inside yourself and figuring out what works for you. And the thing about experts is they're studying children in general. You are the world's leading expert on your child. You've got thousands of hours of direct observation. You've got generational wisdom coded into your DNA. And you've got something no parenting book will ever have. A heart-to-heart connection with your little one. So let's tackle the situation that's probably causing dramas in your home across the country now. Right? Or in any home. Your 2-year-old isn't sleeping through the night. I hear this all the time. The books say they should be. Your mother-in-law says they should be. And that random at mother's group, whose kid apparently slept through the night from 6 weeks, definitely thinks they should be. But your gut is screaming that your little one needs more support. That maybe, just maybe, sleeping through the night isn't a one-size-fits-all milestone. This right here, this is your intuition speaking, and it's backed by science. Did you know that anthropologists have found that in cultures less influenced by modern parenting theories, night waking in young children is completely normal? So maybe, just maybe, your intuition isn't just a feeling. It's the voice of thousands of generations of parents whispering, trust yourself. You know your child better than any book, any expert, any well-meaning advice giver could ever know them. So what are your next steps? I believe so deeply in this journey of reconnecting with your parenting wisdom. I've created two powerful resources to support you. First, I want to gift you with my values alignment guide. It's a practical tool that helps you map your family's unique family landscape, create a clear decision-making framework, build unshakable confidence in your choices, and navigate challenging parenting moments with grace. This guide is my gift to you, because every family deserves tools that strengthen their foundation. And you can download it for free from our website. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes so that you can grab it from there as well. And for those who are ready to dive deeper, I have created something special. My comprehensive module, which is setting intentions and creating a vision for your family, is available today for $27 US. I know I'm Aussie, but everybody understands the currency of USD, and my audience is international. So this is a blueprint for crafting a family vision that lights you up, setting intentions that actually stick, creating daily practices that honor your wisdom, and building a family culture that feels like home. So remember, you're not just raising children, you're creating a family legacy. Your intuition isn't just a tool, it's your birthright as a parent. Trust it, nurture it, let it guide you. And sometimes people need even more support. And that's where the therapy work that I do comes in, because sometimes we have experienced childhoods that have us completely messed up in terms of trusting our intuition and even having any kind of model of what good parenting looks like. So if that's you, please reach out, because I do have some tools and some options for you. But the parent you want to be, they're already within you. And sometimes they're just waiting for permission to emerge. So join me next time, and we're going to talk about some other interesting things. But until then, keep building the love, keep trusting your heart, and remember, even though you don't know it yet, you actually already know more than you think you do. I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.